Way back when, a bunch of us went in our first fateful journey to the District Committee on Building and Location. And we made a presentation based on some history, some prior experience that this congregation had had with regard to moving forward and selling our property and so on and so forth. And at that meeting, at the end of it, you could tell about 15 minutes into it, it wasn't going to go well. At the end of it, you know, this smart-alecky guy came out and a way to try to justify saying no, and made an incredulous statement, and that was that you have too many choices. First time I've ever in my entire life been accused of having too many choices and it being a bad thing. Okay. But it was clear, you know, this guy was put up to it, so in a not very creative and unimaginative way, he had to come up with some excuse, and so this was the best he could do. You know, forever left a real blemish on my impression of him, see. Am I wrong? Life is fundamentally about choices. You take them all away, and you might as well be dead. Okay. Life is not a fait accompli. It's filled with possibilities, hope. Christianity has this mysterious component, what happens to do with redemption. See? And making choices opens up the opportunity for redemption. Good choices make the good things happen. Bad choices make bad things happen. Religion itself is about choices. Opinions are choices. You take that Old Testament lesson, see. It has a component in it that's just very primitive, you know. If the angel doesn't get back to God before sunrise, the angel isn't going to make it, see. Well, wait a minute, you know. A couple of weeks ago, I was over at the Delaware Eye Clinic, you know, one of those times you have to wait 4 hours for an appointment. And of course, they always have Turner Classic movies going. And happened to be that day, it was The Werewolf, you know. So we had, you know, well, you know, you don't get any choice in these matters. You have to watch what's up there, right? And, you know, and there it was, you know. Well, it was Claude Rains and Bela Lugosi and Arthur Treacher, who's always the butler, and a few other guys whose names, you know, you would remember from bygone black and white movie times in the 1930s. And, you know, the whole premise was is that this great guy during the daytime, of course, was a werewolf at night. Well, you know, how primitive is this, you see? This mythology that comes out of, you know, the Dark Ages of Middle Europe is all something that's bred into the thinking of ancient cultures all over the world. And, you know, you have a choice how you're going to take and look at this story. Okay? Well, you want to look at it for just being some primitive old tale, or do you want to look at it as the fact that it's how Israel got its name? Okay? That's the important part. See, the thing about choices is you want to be able to pick out the ones that are really important and focus on the prize. The rest of the stuff gets to be a little bit superfluous. Sometimes it's just flat out frivolous. So, you know, we come to this moment, and we have choices. And I don't hear anybody now saying choices are a bad thing. You're never going to get me to say that. Hey. We're blessed. Hey. But we do have lots of choices. Hey. There's a choice that's going to play itself out this week. The last choice. Hey. We literally have two people who can buy this piece of property. And there's just a set of circumstances that one of them has to finally get on board with to make it happen, or the other one is going to be a fait accompli. See? And by this time next week, you'll know the answer. All the pieces have been put in motion. See? No matter what happens, you end up being the winner. So it doesn't really make any difference at this point. Why? Because a group of people navigated a plethora of choices and tried to take the best possible choice that they could. Okay? Choices don't happen without a lot of effort. Okay? Ultimately, Christianity is about the choice of saying, do I believe in this miracle and the redemptive power of God, or don't I? Okay? And every time you come up here, you're basically saying, I do believe in it. Okay? This is important. It's mystery, it's magic, it's ancient mythology, but it's also, in this case, the truth. Okay? God made a sacrifice, and by saying you believe in it, you can turn this stuff into something that's holy. And by taking it inside of yourself, you can take a little bit of holiness upon you. Okay. You make that choice. It's a good choice. God made a choice, see, that he was going to make that available to us. That's a marvelous thing. It displays love, kindness, generosity. And so when you come to the Lord's table, one, this day, be very thankful. Two, say I'm taking a choice. And one of the things we need to do now is to move forward and navigate the next set of choices. They don't ever go away. They only go away when you really stumble and fall and you eliminate the choices. We're not about doing that. We're about succeeding. So we pray for guidance as we go away from the table. And we come as people of faith and hope, knowing that the prize will be ours. So ultimately, just say thank you.